Chapter 3. The Voice.
What's happening here? What kind of joke was that?
Said General MacArthur in a shaky voice. He suddenly looked 10 years older. Dinner was coming to an end. Everyone was feeling a little happier after the good food and excellent wine. Mr. Justice Wargrave was being amusing, and Dr. Armstrong and Anthony Marston were listening to him. Miss Brent and General MacArthur discovered that they knew some of the same people. Vera Claythorne was asking Mr. Davis about South Africa. Lombard listened while he studied the others. Suddenly, Anthony Marston noticed the 10 little soldiers standing on a round glass plate in the centre of the table.
Soldiers! Soldier Island, of course, he said.
Vera looked at them carefully. What fun! She said.
They're the soldier boys from the poem, probably. I've got the poem in my room.
It's in my room, too, said Lombard.
And mine.
And mine, the others added.
It's amusing, isn't it? Vera said.
We're not children, the judge disagreed.
Vera and Miss Brent left the men to their drinks and went into the sitting room. The windows were open onto the garden, and they could hear the sea.
A pleasant sound, Miss Brent said.
I hate it,
Vera answered quickly. She went red, and then continued more calmly,
This place probably isn't pleasant in a storm. Perhaps they close the house in the winter. It can't be easy to find servants.
No, Emily Brent answered. Mrs. Oliver was lucky to get these two. Mrs. Rogers is a good cook.
Yes, Mrs. Owen is a lucky woman, said Vera, correcting the older woman.